through the same Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, this is Bishop James Tamayo speaking to you live from the studios of KHOY 88.1 FM, the Diocese of Laredo Catholic Ministry in Communications. Thank you so much for joining me in praying the Prayer of the Angelus. In a very, very special way, the Angelus is very meaningful to us today, for the Catholic Church universally celebrates the feast, the solemnity of the Annunciation of our Lord. This is the prayer of the Angelus. It is the angel Gabriel's message of God to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Will you be the mother of the Son of God? And Mary responds, yes, behold the handmaid of the Lord. And then we follow as we pray in the Angelus. The Word was made flesh. For from that moment on, the Holy Spirit came upon the Blessed Mother, and she conceived and bore within her womb Jesus, the Christ, the Redeemer, the Son of God. Brothers and sisters, we in our Catholic tradition, every time we pray the Hail Mary, we say those angels' beginning words. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. My brothers and sisters, I'm here speaking to you live because I think in this crisis of the coronavirus, we need a message from God by the Holy Angel. And she, on this special day, as she brings good news, hope to the Blessed Mother in becoming the Mother of God, she conveys that good news to each one of us. We will have a Redeemer. He will save us from our sins. So today, as the Church celebrates the Annunciation of the Lord, it is a message to each one of us. Hope, salvation. It is God who is intervening in the world of sin, our own original sin and our own personal sins, to say, I send you a Savior. Jesus Christ is here. He was born of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We commemorate his birth. And so why not every day as we pray the Angelus, every day as we pray the Hail Mary, we remember this was God who intervened in the world to bring us hope, to bring us his Son. So he is doing that today, my brothers and sisters, in this coronavirus crisis. To each one of you that are in your homes, to each one of you that are in a workplace, to each one of you that are ill, and to you most especially, our health care providers, for all the sacrifices and the good hope and love you are extending to our patients, especially those most vulnerable. We thank you. And so, brothers and sisters, let it be a day of hope. Let this time and every day be a reminder that God is present to us. And so, dear brothers and sisters of the Diocese of Laredo and those who hear my voice, all the bishops of Texas, including your servant, have issued today a special message of hope to every person living in Texas and throughout the world that hears this message. Please allow me to read the message of the bishops of Texas. On this feast of the Annunciation of the Lord, the Catholic bishops of Texas offer some words of living faith and hope to our people in this extraordinary time of anxiety and illness. While we are facing so many unknowns, we can be certain of God's faithfulness. The Annunciation of the Lord is a feast of hope in God's goodness and power to intervene on our behalf. The Magnificat, the song of praise sung by Our Lady at the Visitation with her cousin Elizabeth, is a song of hope. our Blessed Mother is filled with God's grace. Her prayerful proclamation of complete dependence on and communion with God at the Annunciation inspires us all to rely on His grace, which will sustain us during this pandemic. Together with our brothers and sisters around the world, we are threatened by the effects of this disease, and we must be united in our efforts to mitigate its spread. Our faith calls us all to follow Mary's example of trust and reliance on the Lord, and most importantly, her living faith in the Lord. The Blessed Virgin Mary sings of the fear of the Lord in her Magnificat. Quote, "He has mercy on those who fear Him in every generation." End quote. As Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI wrote, quote, "Perhaps this is a phrase with which we are not very familiar, or perhaps we do not like it very much. But, quote, fear of the Lord, end quote, is not anguish. It is something quite different. It is the concern not to destroy the love on which our life is based. Fear of the Lord is that sense of responsibility that we are bound to possess for the portion of the world that has been entrusted to us in our lives," end quote of Pope Benedict. The message of the bishops of Texas continues, "Our actions to stay at home, to maintain safe physical distancing, and even to withdraw from public life during this time are a tangible witness of our reverence for life and our solidarity with the community. We do this not because of servile fear, but because of Christian hope. We are sure of God's steadfast love and the promise of our salvation. By sacrificing for others and isolating ourselves for the common good, we witness our Christian hope that God will see us through the present darkness." In their journey from the slavery of Egypt to the Promised Land, the people of Israel were rescued by passing together through the Red Sea. This moment is like our Red Sea. Only by trusting in God and remaining in solidarity with one another can we cross over and leave the terrible foe. Remember, nothing is impossible for God. Along with Mary in her Magnificat, we can all proclaim, quote, "He has shown the strength of His arm and has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich He has sent away empty. He has come to the help of His servant Israel, for He has remembered His promise of mercy, the promise He made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." End quote. Continuing with the bishop's message, hope and living faith in Jesus Christ are the antidote for all our fears, the answer to our futility and limitations, and opens the door to free us from the prison of our hopelessness, powerlessness, and lack of control. We cannot love without hope. As a people of hope, we know we have a future beyond this crisis. At this time of pandemic, we, the Catholic bishops of Texas, place our hope in the Lord and invite all faithful to do the same. We wait in joyful hope for the blessed day when the Church can return to the public celebration of the Mass with renewed appreciation for its divine beauty and power. We are grateful for all the sacrifices all Texans are making for the common good. In a special way, we praise the dedicated efforts of medical personnel, first responders, caregivers, custodians, cashiers and clerks, family members, and charitable service volunteers. We celebrate and we are grateful for your efforts to protect one another as acts of agape, of genuine self-giving love. Through the grace of God, may our common sacrifice this Lent lead to new life in the victory of Christ. Amen. The message of the bishops of Texas. Queridos hermanos y hermanas en Cristo, los obispos del estado de Texas han hecho una declaración de esperanza en este gran día de la solemnidad de la Anunciación del Señor, cuando el ángel Gabriel vino a la Virgen María y le pidió en nombre del Padre Celestial, recibe como madre mi Hijo, el Salvador del mundo. María dijo, sí, aquí estoy, Señor, para hacer tu voluntad. Ella es la esperanza en hacer esta respuesta. Ella nos da la buena nueva, Cristo Jesús. Queridos hermanos y hermanas, pueden leer toda esta declaración en español de los obispos de Texas en el website, el Facebook de la diócesis de Laredo, en español y en inglés. Estas palabras deben ser para todos nosotros palabras de esperanza que pueden ayudarlos, consolarlos y darles esperanza. Comparten este mensaje de la buena nueva a todos nuestros hermanos. And may God's blessing be with you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.